We love our friend, Dr. Raymond. Reverend Dr. Raymond. Please welcome back, Reverend Cameron Sermon.
Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
So how are you today?
Ready.
See, you're not ready. How many of you are seeing this is your first time with me? Okay, see, so you don't know, so we're gonna do this again because we're gonna do this again. How are you today?
Ready.
Much better, much better. So at the tender young age of 95, look at your page, front of the program, 93, sorry. Uncle Charles said, "I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me." Sizzle. How many of us, from the moment we wake up to the moment we lay our head down to go to sleep, can honestly say that our lives are sizzling? That our lives are filled with zeal, enthusiasm, and that we are able to spring forth. Spring forth. So if we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, we are springing forth. We wake up at 2 a.m., we can spring forth versus meh, 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 meh. 5 more minutes. 10 more minutes. Get the cat away from me. How many of us are going through life, and this is not a question to answer, just think to yourself, how many of us are going through life hitting the proverbial snooze button on our lives, on our consciousness? How many of us are, so the very, 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 very first song that Zoe sang. What was it?
Superstitious.
How many of us are going through our lives in a superstitious manner where we are thinking thoughts that are not based on truth? That we're living our lives with thoughts based upon old paradigms of stuff. Because we are very quick to think, how old did I say? How old did I say?
93.
And how did I reference? Exactly, 93. And how did I reference him? As a tender young age. Because see, we are quick to go to whatever store we buy greeting cards, and we look for the cards that say, you're 30, you're 50, you are now 93. You may as well put 1 foot in because you're already halfway there. You know, we have so many things in our lives that overwhelm us with this idea that it is not a life worth sizzling. It is not a life worth being enthusiastic about. It is not a life worth being zealous. Because there are so many things that are going on. I mean, come on now. Any given day, we wake up with the aches and pains of. You know, not too long ago, I had to go to a physical therapist because I was told that I have a herniated disc in my neck. Woo! Very painful. Woo! And it's very easy to let the aches and the pains of. My doctor tells me that she believes that I am pre-arthritic in my left hip. Some woo! But I don't care. I don't care. Now, does it hurt? Yes. But if I focus on that as if it is the truth of my being, if I focus on the struggles of life, the baggage of life, the whatever that comes up in life, then that becomes the thing by which I live, move, and have my being. So that when someone says, "How are you today?" and I smile and put on the nice Halloween mask of, and I answer them, "Oh, all is well. There's nothing to complain about." Really? Really? You don't have anything to complain about? I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to them. See, we let all these things and we think that by taking the beach ball and pushing it down into the pool, it'll stay. But we know sooner or later it's going to come back up. Especially because how many of us are juggling 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 beach balls at any given moment? It's hard enough to keep one submerged. 2, 3, 4. So if we're going to live a life that is enthusiastic, if we're going to have zeal, if we are going to spring forth, then it takes us a new level of consciousness for us to do so. Now, because I love language, I want to share something with you. Synonyms for zeal. Passion. Now think about it. Because if I am saying we are going to have zeal in our lives, then synonyms. How passionate are you? How much love, fervor, fire, devotion, enthusiasm, appetite, gusto, energy. And then keeping in mind that enthusiasm means to be in God, entheos. To be inspired, to be breathed by the divine. What is unity principle number one? We believe in one power. How many?
One.
One power. And that power is God the?
Good.
Oh, so there's one power, not two. One power, God the good. One is good. Okay? One power and one presence. God the good and omnipotent. So God is this all-powerful, all-present. And the thing is, because we normally say omnipresent, right? Omniscient, omnipotent. But if God is all there is, then it is omnipresence itself. Omniscience itself. Like it's this thing itself. Therefore, it expresses. This is why I normally say that you are not magnificent. You're not. You are magnificence personified. And if you are magnificence personified, then clearly you are going to demonstrate and live a life that is magnificent. It's what you are. You have no choice but to live that. How many artists in the room, whether you are a vocalist, a dancer, a musician? Right, okay, so when you were at some beginning point of, you know, this craft, and someone may have asked you, are you a dancer? Well, I'm learning. Someone asked you, do you play something? Well, yeah, you know, I've taken a few classes for 10 years. I've taken a few classes. Do you sing? Like, are you a vocalist? Well, you know, because we're trying to be all humble and cute, and we don't want to put ourselves out there because there's a part of us that knows to whom much is given, much is required. And so the moment that I say I am this artist, the moment I say that I am this whatever it is, people's perception of me changes. In the same way that if you are here today and it's Monday, and then you hit the Powerball for $1 billion on Tuesday, do you think your friends from Monday are going to see you as the... No, they're not. They're going to see you as an ATM. A beautiful ATM, but an ATM nonetheless. So we don't want to broadcast how great we are. So we play small, but if we are going to sizzle, if we are going to have lives that are enthusiastic, knowing that we are in God and that God is within, that we are going to be inspired to be breathed, not simply to breathe, but knowing that the universe is breathing itself as us, if we are going to live that life and spring forth from that consciousness, then we must step forward. We must take a chance. One of the things that Mr. Fillmore also says in an amazing book called The Atom Smashing Power of Mind, a new concept of God, of mankind, and the universe is upon us. We must realize all this and go upward with the mighty urge for higher things. It's a new age. We are in a new era. I've said it before that growing up, I remember when the telephone was connected to the wall. And it was the only phone, well, other than the phone booth. And that there were no buttons. I remember when it was just a click, 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 click. I remember those days. I remember when there were little antennae on the television, and in order to get the TV to focus, you had to do acrobatics. I remember these days. And now you can watch television on your smartphone. You can do anything you want to do, on your smartphone. What? And we think it's the same old, same old? Children nowadays know far more in kindergarten than I was still learning how to not eat paste. They're learning how to create websites. Isn't it good? How could this not be seen as a new era, a new age, a new time of shifting of consciousness and evolution? How could it not be? And see, the thing is, we're trying to live our lives bound by precedent rather than by principle. But principle is not bound by precedent. Precedent is the same old, same old. It's how it's always been. It's how it's always going to be. I don't care. It's just how I am. Leave me alone. You know how I am. No, I know that you are the I am. Do you want to acknowledge and step forward into that? Or do you want to continue to be led and guided by precedent? Precedent said there was a time when women couldn't vote, let alone run for president. Couldn't vote. Legally, you weren't allowed to vote. And then principle said, it's time for that to change. There was a time when people of this shade were not allowed to do anything except pick cotton and hang from a tree. That was precedent. And now, because of principle saying the truth, it is time for the truth. And all it takes is for one person to say, I know. And then that one person, because like wildfire, one person who knows is contagious. And that contagion spreads to others who are open to being infected with light and love and joy and an evolving consciousness. So we talk a lot about what we want to be, do, and have. The other song that was sung, the universe, you can be, do, have anything that you want to be, do, or have. But do you know what you want to be, do, or have? And not so much do you know, because we'll say, I want to be rich, I want to be healthy, I want to be in a relationship. But when asked for specifics of what does that mean? Because we have these arbitrary ideas of what it means to be wealthy, what it means to be rich, what it means to be even healthy. But do we know what it means in order to have that as an embodied, 24/7, living, moving, and having our beingness as this? Because it's easy, once again, those aches and pains remind us, human, not divine, human. And yet, the truth of our being is we are divine. Because once again, there's powers, how many?
One.
God is all there is, whatever you call it, God, source, spirit is all there is. And if it is all there is, then where is it right now? Right where you are. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the surface of your skin to the furthest recesses of every quantum particle and wave, God is all there is. So there is no human and God, because that's two. There is only God showing up in, through, and as you in human form, but you are the divine. You are no less sacred or divine than Yeshua the Christ. You are that sacred being. Completely. But are we willing to walk the walk that that takes? Are we willing to stand forth knowing that because of that truth, you are already wealthy? Wealthy in ways that you will never, in human form, be able to quantify, count, or measure. Because all that the universe is demonstrates itself as infinite abundance. Pick any beach anywhere in the world and count the number of grains of sand. How long is that going to take? A good while. Pick any one tree and count every leaf that it has ever had, has now, and will ever have. And your job goes on forever. Types of roses, numerous. Species of dog, numerous. Shades and colors of, numerous. But see, what we do is, we would rather fizzle. Because it's easy to play small. It's easy to do that. We've already been practicing that. We've been taught how to do that. It's what we've been conditioned since forever to do. And yet, we are at a new time. We are at a new era. One of the other things that Fillmore says is, we begin right where we are to bring forth the kingdom of God within us. Every problem of life can be successfully solved if we begin with the use of the I am on the various planes of mind. It is not we alone. It is when we realize that we can connect ourselves with that Father mind, that single mind, that God mind, and prove what Jesus said. I speak not from myself, not from my lowercase m self, not from my lowercase I. But I do not speak from myself, but I speak from the Father that is abiding in me and doeth these works, that our potential almightiness begins to appear. When we start speaking truth, truth about our lives, truth about our world, truth about everything, then things have to change. But are we willing to speak truth? Even when we know people are going to look at us like we have lost our minds? Are we willing to become so contagious with this energy of light, love, power, and magnificence that when you go to a grocery store and you're looking for something, me, I'd be looking for a pack of cookies, but whatever it is you're looking for, because you may not love cookies the way I love cookies. So you're looking for whatever you're looking for. And you go and you reach and you grab it and it's not the chocolate chips I'm looking for, and you put them back. And then you go further down the aisle. But what did you do to that bag that you touched? Because see, we think in terms of, anybody in here watch like NCIS or CSI, or is it just me? Okay, thank you, thank you. Whew, thank you very much. So we know that what they do is they look for evidence. And when you touch something, you leave a what on it? You leave a physical fingerprint. But do we also leave emotional fingerprints on things? Do we also leave spiritual fingerprints on things? Why else would Maya Angelou say, when you enter my house, you do not use these words? Words have energy. They are things. They stick to the walls. They seep into the carpet. You will not in my house. Ooh. So our words matter. The energy of matters. So if I'm extremely upset because Reverend Britt didn't offer me a cupcake today. But he did. I'm just making this up. But I'm angry. And I grab the cookies. It's not what I want. And then the next person comes by and they're like, it's a beautiful day. I'm mad now. How many times have you ever, just out of nowhere, had your mood change and wonder, wait, this is strange for me. I mean, I'm moody and all, but I don't have any reason to be upset about that right now. Could it be that you just walked in someone else's footstep who left the footprint of anger, resentment, shame, guilt? Just an idea to think about. If we are energetic beings, then does it not benefit us to think about the energy that we are carrying? The energy that we are depositing? Why else do we sing a song called I Release and I Let Go? Because it's a practice. Things show up. The human part of us is part of why we are here. So things are going to show up. And when they show up, our task, our job, our invitation is to release. Go from precedent back to principle. Remember, I asked you not too long ago, how many of you are artists of some sort, right? Now, there is a big difference between someone being a technician and an artist or a master. There are many people who are great technicians. They can do the perfect plié, perfect relevé, perfect, but they don't demonstrate mastery. Many of us have been doing this New Thought thing for a while, and many of us, we're great technicians. We can quote the stuff. As above, so below, as within, so without. Ha! Thoughts are things. You can heal your life if you change the way you think. Yeah, bam, 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 bam. We got all the bullet points. We got all the boxes checked. But when life says, do we know how to respond in the same way? Do we know how to demonstrate this level of sizzle, enthusiasm, joy, power, passion when things happen? Unpleasant things, when they happen, and they will. But what was the affirmation today? What? Today, how many things?
Always.
Are doing what? Working together. And blesses me. Now check this out. If God is all there is, and it is sitting right where you are right now, then by your own declaration, you, the I am, are blessing yourself. There is no outside God, force, power, energy that is blessing you. It's just you. There is no outside will of God other than the will you determine that is moving forward. There is no outside of, there is only one power and one presence, God the good. So once again, the invitation is when things happen. Recently, my mother was diagnosed with dementia, and a whole lot of things are going on in the family. A lot. She's not in a box or in an urn yet, and there are already people calculating who's getting what, when they're getting, how they're getting already. Someone recently referred to that as flaws and claws. But what is mine to do? Because and spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me. What am I here to do? I don't care who's in office. I don't care who's the mayor, the president, the vice president. I don't care about who anyone is or ever has been. I don't care who raped me when I was younger. I don't care about any of that. I don't care because right here, right now, what is mine to do? How do I move from precedent to principle and move forward? When I am struck with the sadness and the grief of this experience, because I am a being of great compassion, because that is what God is. So I feel it. Pittsburgh is my hometown. I know the tree of life. I had friends who, But what is mine to do right here, right now? Mine is to know that all things working together bless and multiply, pressed down and running over. Because if I don't shift my consciousness around this, then nothing changes. There's an old, I think it's a haiku, but there's an old poem that basically says, I sit, I drink tea, and I end the war. Or I end war. I sit, I drink tea, and I end war. I sit, I drink tea, and I end war. By calming that place within me where war exists, by calming and being present to that place within my mind, my egoic mind, my human self that believes in the illusion, believes in the lies, believes in the precedent, I calm it. I center it. And I bring it before the altar of that which knows and knows that it knows. Get up here right now. Look, that's you. Shut up, quit complaining, quit whining. Stand in the truth of who and what you are. Yeah, but there is no but. Carpe diem, seize the day right now. You are that divine. There is only that divine. And that which it is, you are. Embrace it, become what that is. Until we do that, we're going to continue to move based upon precedent. Until we do that, this is going to be the same old, fizzling planet, suffering humans, stuck in lack, scarcity, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, etc. We have to be the change. We have to know how powerful we are and then be willing to step forward and confront anything and everything that is showing up to be unlike that one power that is and be contagious with what it is and remind it, I know who you are. And for as long as you don't know, I will know for you. You are God. You are good. You are enough. And so it is. Bring into that place that Yeshua spoke of, where the kingdom of heaven is within. Going within, we go to that place where we know there is only that one power and that one presence. And we allow ourselves to align perfectly with that which God is as the truth of our being. One power, one presence. The I Am, living, moving, and having its beingness as all that we are. So what I know is that this power, God, Source, the infinite I Am, being all there is, must be right here, right now, breathing itself in, through, and as me. And what is true for me must be true for everyone in this sacred center. This city, the state, the country, the planet, and beyond. For that which God is all there is. And therefore, every truth there is about it must also be true for me. God is love. I am that. I am. God is joy. I am that. I am. God is magnificence in expression. I am that. I am. And what I know is that this truth, once again, is true for all, whether they can hear these words or not. Principle speaks. Because these are not the words of Raymond Anderson, but these are the words of the I Am, speaking through itself, about itself, and now placing these words back into the law of principle that says yes. Yes, I am. And knowing this in gratitude, I am able to release these words, knowing that the goodness that is God, the joy that is God, the health and well-being that is God is right here, right now, demonstrating and showing itself in, through, and as everyone, right here and right now. And so we go into the silence, simply allowing that which God is to continue to breathe itself as us, going deeper and knowing more powerfully with each breath. And we breathe.